Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, welcome to Top 5 Niches of the Week, the original print-on-demand niches show, and it is episode 200. Yes, we made it to 200. Thank you if you've been with me since the beginning, almost 4 years ago. Man, time flies, but I'm so happy to be here to bring you 5 new print-on-demand niches to help you increase your sales, including there's one that I'm excited to share because sometimes I just see random evergreens pop up with really attractive BSRs indicating nice sales velocity behind them. So I got one of those for you out of the 5. I've got some trends, but I'm going to show you how I would put a spin on them to make them more accessible. You're going to like what I've got in store, so let's get to it. Let's kick things off with an Amazon merch sales update. So in the last 7 days, I made 269 sales. 218 came on the US market, where I brought home just about $900 in royalties on $4,400 in sales. And the rest of it came from the international markets, where I probably made about another, $120, $130 of profit. If you want to follow me on Instagram, linked in the description, I post daily sales updates as inspiration, as well as some other stuff. All right, let's look at the top 10. Here are the top 10 best sellers after filtering out the protected brands. So it looks like we've got some, you know, as expected, St. Paddy's Day, some Eclipse shirts, and behind me here, this Chicago Bears shirt, which blows my mind that it's so popular, but kudos to whoever got that on there. I would not be uploading, and that is Chicago, right? I think somebody told me it was Chicago. I would not be uploading a bear with the city skyline if, you know, that team has an NFL, or that city has an NFL team, you know, called the Bears. But anyways, I mean, this person did it and it looks like they're making a lot of money, but I think it's too risky. All right, let's move on to the niches. Niche number one today is, predictably, the Eclipse. Now, we've been talking about the Eclipse shirts for a while, and I mentioned I was going to try to show you that it is possible to find ways to access these niches that, you know, when we initially talked about it like 5 months ago, and if you're in my private community, we talked about it maybe 6, 7, 8 months ago, just saying, we had a heads up, and the BSRs were really good even back in like 6 months ago, you know what I mean? That's what was so crazy. People were buying these shirts back in like end of year 2023, but check this out, guys. The people who didn't back down and didn't shy away, here are just 4 examples, okay? There's more than 4 on Amazon, but here are 4 that were published in the last 3 or so days, okay? To the left, March 16th, okay? Oh, I didn't include the BSR. Sorry. All of these shirts are selling. I forgot the most critical part. My bad. I just realized I cropped out the BSR. I did not pick these at random. All of these shirts have sold. So you can see here, March 16th, that first one was published. That was yesterday. It's already sold. The one next to it, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, published on the 14th. The one next to that, the 14th. And then the one behind me here, published on the 13th, already making sales. So it is possible, guys, but you're probably going to have to go in and, like, number one, make a really good design and then maybe even put a unique spin on it. But there's a few weeks left before the Eclipse. The sales are going to pick up in a major way. I guarantee, I don't want to guarantee anything, but my prediction is that we will have probably 3 to 4 Eclipse shirts in the top 10 7 days from today when we do our next episode, episode 201. Niche number 2 this week is going to be Trump 2024. Now, how many times have we said this since top 5 niches of the week began? Maybe not Trump 2024, but definitely Trump shirts. He's very polarizing. There's 2 ways to make money off Trump. You like him, or you could say you love him. Some people are very crazy about him. Other people hate him, right? Either way, sell to both sides. Look at the BSRs. 6,000, 7,000, 10,000, 10,000, 11,000, 15,000. I mean, there's a lot of sales taking place in the Trump niche, and it's only going to pick up, if I had to guess, as we get towards the end of the year. Now, I wanted to show you ways that I would go about accessing this niche, okay? One way is I'm looking at the top 10, right? I type in Trump 2024. By the way, I did put Trump and then 2024 to help filter out and not compete directly with some of the older Trump shirts that are indexed on, you know, Trump 2020, right? Trump 2016 even. So I noticed one of them said, take America back, this first one. So now I type in take America back, and now I'm looking at a sub niche of the Trump niche for taking America back as the niche itself, as the thing that people are typing into the search bar. Now, ideally, if you perform well enough, they'll type in Trump 2024 into the search bar and they'll buy your shirt if it says take America back. But there's also a subset of people that literally are looking for the Take America Back shirts. And that's where you can do a little bit of niche research and validation. If I had to guess, the top 10 here has an average BSR of maybe 20,000, okay? How about this as a sub-niche? It says non-binary, okay? And be careful putting guns and stuff in the graphics or, I mean, like, I don't know. Read the content policy, of course, if you're on Amazon merch. Be familiar. Be safe. Always want to be safe with your account. Non-binary is something that people are typing into the Amazon search bar and purchasing shirts. The BSR, though, of the top 10 here is a lot less attractive than the BSR associated with Take America Back. So if you had to choose one, you would go with Take America Back. There's definitely more sales taking place, okay? But there's still people buying the non-binary shirts, obviously. Niche number three this week, this is the evergreen one that I was talking about. I don't recall ever seeing this shirt, but it says, it's okay, I'm on 500 mg's of Fuckitol, F-U-K-I-T-O-L, as if it's like a drug named Fuckitol, okay? Again, I don't know. I saw one shirt, right? When I'm just doing my research, I just scroll through, look at all the organic bestsellers. I see the one in that first spot right there, BSR 8,000. They're killing it. I mean, they're making a ton of sales right there. BSR of 8,000. Simple text-based design, by the way. Love that. Then I said, you know what? Maybe there's something more to this. Let me do a little bit of sub-niche research. I type Fuckitol into the search bar. Look at the top 10. You know what I mean? BSRs, they're not all as good as the first one. You know, 8,000 in the first one. Then 80,000. Then 110,000. Next 110,000. The one behind me, 150,000. It's not blowing anybody away, but if you can post evergreen designs that sell once a week, that is incredible. You know what I mean? That's easily enough to make a full-time income if you can keep hitting those types of, you know, not home runs, but base hits for a baseball analogy. Like, that's enough to win games. You know what I mean? If you're in tier 200,000 like I am, I only need my designs to sell once a year, okay? $5 profit times 200,000, that's $1 million profit a year, right? And of course, I'm not selling all 200,000 of them once a year, but hopefully you get it, right? So I like this as a niche. It's new to me. Maybe you've seen it before. Let me know in the comments, but I think that's pretty good. And check it out. You can use a resource like Creative Fabrica to get, you know, pictures of pills for your Fuckitol pills. I have to laugh every time I say it, but you know what I mean? This is just, I'll put a link to this in the description along with my Creative Fabrica link. If you just want to sign up for monthly, it's like $4.99 a month. If you use my link, it's the best resource for print-on-demand sellers. It's affordable and it has everything you need. And also, by the way, again, look at the first three bestsellers. They don't even have graphics, text only. So make a note of that as well. But if I'm making a text only version, I'm probably going to go ahead and like sprinkle in some of these graphics as well and make various versions, give myself a better chance of establishing, you know, at least one listing that's going to sell regularly in that niche. Speaking of niches, niche number four this week, I combined two niches. I combined Down syndrome and I combined autism. So World Down Syndrome Day, I believe, is like the 21st of March. 3/21. You can see it right there in the middle. So that's coming up. It's right around the corner. It's probably too late to be listing designs in that niche. I mean, if you're in tier 10, you definitely could, but you're going to have to delete them and replace them with something else really soon. I just wanted to show that, you know, the Down syndrome shirts are selling really well. BSR 5,000, 6,000, 9,000, 11,000. Okay, and then the autism shirts, we know the first week of April is going to be huge, including the run-up to the first week of April, but that's where it's going to peak according to Google Trends every year. BSR is already looking really good for autism shirts. 6,000, 11,000, 11,000, 13,000, 13,000. The autism shirts, Down syndrome shirts, supporting, you know, good causes, selling really well. All right, niche number five this week. So March 31st is the Trans Day of Visibility. Again, we're just trying to sell t-shirts. Look at the BSRs, 100,000, 175,000, 196,000, 200,000, 300,000. They're not selling as well as we've seen them in years past, but guess what? If there's a date associated, I mean, you have a good color scheme. It's obvious how to go about creating shirts in this niche that will sell. And again, I've mentioned this before. I've mentioned it on many episodes. People that have been subscribed know you can put the word 2024 on there since it's the day of visibility 2024, not 2023 or 2022, okay? You don't even need to have the 2024 element in your design, but just by putting it in your SEO, it can help set yourself apart from the previously uploaded listings that have a bunch of sales history, okay? All right, let's look at emerging trends. Oh, and before we get to emerging trends, guys, check out my free print-on-demand mini course. It is completely free, very thorough, Give me your email address. I'll send you one lesson a day for 20 days. It is linked in the description. And check out my Print On Demand Facebook group as well, a great place to network with other like-minded sellers, linked in the description. So here are the emerging trends. These are shirts that are dramatically outperforming their 30-day average BSR. Could be indicative of coming trends. And what do you see? You see some Easter stuff. I don't know every niche at a glance, but I mean, this might be telling you something here when you see some of these niches. It's a good place to, you know, if you want to try to get in front of a trend, this is a good place to spend some of your time. All right, looking ahead, these are smaller holidays that are about a month out. April 17th is Herbalist Day. April 18th, International Jugglers Day. April 19th, National Garlic Day. April 20th, 420, Husband Appreciation Day. Also, other things celebrated that day. April 20th, also World Circus Day. Also, people are out there getting ready for their garden. My sister just sent me a Snapchat. They're out there. You know, her and her fiance are out there and her chihuahua getting ready to plant their garden. I know my fiance, Marielle's been getting ready for the gardening. So also gardening shirts, that's a massive niche. I could have made that one of the niches. Maybe next week. We'll see. But hey, if you're still listening, gardening, that's going to be big. It's big every year. And it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. You don't think about it as much when it's winter. When it starts getting warm outside. I live in Virginia. It's getting a little bit warmer. People are out there getting their gardens ready. That's when you sell the gardening t-shirts, right? All right, the archive. Let's look at what was selling well 11 months ago, and maybe it'll show us what's going to be selling well 1 month from now. Okay, here we go. 11 months ago, this is what was selling well. It looks like some of the Taylor Swift stuff was starting to really pop up into prominence. A lot going on at the moment. I'm pretty sure that was We're Never Getting Back Together. That's not necessarily useful today, but besides that, you got some summer shirts, school's out for the summer, mom of two boys, just some generic stuff it looks like. All right, removed designs. These were all removed in the last 2 weeks. Take a quick look at them, either by the uploader or by Amazon. So if somebody uploads like Baywatch illegally, Amazon removes it. That's the type of infraction, guys, that will get you potentially suspended, like get your account closed. So definitely don't be selling, you know, shirts related to old TV shows, stuff like that. Thank you guys for watching. Quick reminder, I have my full print on demand course linked in the description that walks you through how I make six-figure passive income profits every year since 2019 from my print on demand business. Again, step by step, every platform is covered extremely thoroughly. It's up to date, linked below. Thank you for watching this video. Please like and subscribe. It's episode 200. I want to see a lot of likes. I want to see 200 likes on this video, and I will see you guys tomorrow with a new video.